What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, guys. Actually, a while ago, we talked about cows interfering, you know, with the life of us. But there was another one if you were stuck in the 210 yesterday and nowhere to go. It was because a cow decided to cross.
Which direction? Like heading east or west?
I believe it was east.
Okay,
so
heading like towards Pasadena?
Yes. So they were stopped in Lake Terrence, and people were upset. People were upset because they didn't know what was happening. They couldn't get the cow. The cow, you know, they chased the cow, the control officers. Eventually, the cow got off the off-ramp, but then went into the street. It was a whole thing. I was following it. I felt so bad for people because I hate L.A. traffic. Yeah. But imagine not knowing what's causing it, and then you see it on the news, and it's a cow. Just kind of doing it.
Just one random cow.
Just one random cow.
Yeah.
One random cow.
So Lake Terrace, that's like around Pacoima, right? Like in
Lakeview Terrace. It says on the 210 in Lakeview Terrace, but it said around Pasadena. So.
Yeah, I feel like that's like still west of Pasadena, if I recall correctly.
I never lived there, but I'll take your word. Exactly, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like near Pacoima. I don't know that specific area, but that sounds
good. How'd that cow get there?
It was on the move.
Huh?
I can't take credit for that. I saw that. Like,
that was good.
Posted somewhere.
Good.
But it was. I thought that it was cute.
That was quick, though. It was quick. No, seriously. Like, don't cows live behind gates and wires and stuff?
Cows can live anywhere they want, you know?
And I mean,
wherever somebody puts them, that's where they live.
But don't they need grass and things to eat?
Is there not grass here?
No, but I mean, not on the freeway, isn't it?
Yeah, seriously. Like,
I mean, on the freeway, is there grass?
I mean, alongside the freeway. Yeah.
You just,
don't you drive around the freeway?
Wandered a little too far from home.
Really? Yeah. Just like the door was left open and the cow was like,
well,
you know what, I'm out of here.
Okay, Cap, here's the thing. So obviously, a cow is a way larger animal, but I've had dogs that, you know, wander. And then they do things that they shouldn't be doing. So the cow decided to go on a trip. And it's like the 210.
I'm from the Midwest, man. There's like cows like hanging out alongside the highway everywhere in the Midwest. Like,
oh yeah, that's not a thing
not
here.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, it doesn't happen here.
But it did happen here, so I'm just saying it's not like completely out of
No. I agree, Lindsay. I've obviously driven all over the country. Like, yeah, like there that happens like plenty of places.
It makes the news here.
I would feel like they hit the freeway anywhere, it would make the news because it creates
crazy.
You think the owner of the cow walked outside his or her house and they were like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait a second.
Damn it.
I'm missing a cow.
And then, or all of a sudden they're watching like KTLA or something. Right. Like, honey.
Right. I think we found Steve.
There's Betsy. Yeah. Steve? That was the
name
you went with
for
the cow?
Exactly.
I don't know.
What?
I mean, people name their dogs now like human names. Like, my dog's name is Jack, so I'm like Steve the cow.
Of all names, though, cow.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would go with Steve the cow.
No. You don't think so?
No.
Betsy.
Betsy sounds more cowish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a cow that was like a logo of a company and the cow had a specific name? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Or am I making this up?
I mean, Dairyman's, I think it's Dairyman's. It has like a, or Bluebell. Like there's a couple companies.
Yeah, Bluebell, I feel like, has one. Yeah.
Cows, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, I don't know. It's like, you want to be more specific than just cow on the logo? You know
what I
mean?
I didn't do a good job of being specific enough
at all.
Not at all. It's like when you say something like, hey, you know that movie with what's-his-face? And I'm like, oh, you mean the one with the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like
I think you mean the ice cream, Bluebell.
Could be an ice cream.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because they do have a cow. Lindsay is right. So, all right. Maybe we'll call that Steve.
Steve the cow
for Bluebell. That's what if Bluebell is looking to name their cow, we can offer Steve as an opportunity.
Just a thought, you know.
I mean, I don't know how marketable that'll be, but you know, I mean, it's different for sure. So who knows?
The Steve. There you go, cow.
The Steve.
Or you could name him Stephen A. Like Stephen A. Cow. You know, like just a nickname. We're big Stephen A. fans. We decided to call him Stephen A.
Steve
the cow. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It just sort of blurted out of my mouth before my brain could come up with something.
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever they are. All right. So, look, I don't even know if I want – I mean, do we want to talk about like the – okay, let's do this.
Go ahead.
Let's just start with You mentioned James Worthy to Mason earlier, and I watched the I didn't watch it live because I was also doing a game, and then went to dinner, but I watched back the Spectrum stuff on video that they posted.
God, it was great.
And
so
they
good.
Posted the whole James Worthy thing.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, I mean, yeah, they have defeated him. Like they have. I mean, listen, I saw that man when look, I was here during those bad years. At the beginning, right? Like the post-Kobe years with those young kids. But at least it was like, well, they're young kids. You know, like, what do you expect? But he, I thought those young kids aged him a ton. This team has aged him more than anyone, I feel like. And I completely agree with everything he said. Like, it just feels like they're completely disconnected. And here's one thing. As someone who has now been there a bunch recently, okay? I did two games on TV and one on radio just a week ago, right? Like last week. And the consensus from people I talked to that were there, former players, things like that, right? Because I asked a lot of guys, like, what do you think? You know, like, and these are independent conversations, Cap. And it was a lot of, you know, when they get punched in the mouth, it's rare that they punch back.
Mm-hmm.
That they just kind of, and that was kind of what Worthy was alluding to yesterday. And, I mean, you lose to the Houston Rockets. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that team, Jalen Green is going to be a star in this league, I think. But, I mean, he's a baby. So, and he played great, and he's been playing great. I get that. But come on. Like, come on with this loss.
It's still LeBron James. I mean, look, if LeBron wasn't playing and you wanted to say, but
sure,
there was
like
no
they
AD,
lost the night before or whatever, right, with San Antonio.
Right. But I'm having such a hard time because in my mind, there's LeBron James.
Yeah.
There's the greatest player of his generation, and his generation has lasted for 20 years.
Correct.
And LeBron James, in my mind, when that guy puts on a uniform and he shows up on a basketball court, LeBron James competes for championships.
Right, but you know what LeBron James is also competing against? Father time.
Yeah. I mean, look, he is, there's no doubt that he is not, as much as he has scored this year, and as much as he has carried this team, and when I say carried them, carried the scoring, it didn't really equate to wins. He is definitely not the exact same player he once was.
Who would be?
Well, I know, but again, this gets back to in my mindset, and I think a lot of people probably feel the same way. You're still looking at LeBron James, and you're not saying he's 37-year-old different player LeBron.
No.
You're still saying that's still LeBron. You're not qualifying.
But he knew this, Cap. He knew. Why do you think? I mean, the logic behind Russell Westbrook made sense. You know what I mean? Like, the fit was the thing we all questioned, but the logic of, oh, here's a guy who can help carry the load for him so he doesn't have to take on that burden all the time. Here's a guy who can take on the burden, at the very least defensively, with Anthony Davis. And, you know, look, on offense, he can pick his spots or whatever. But none of that has worked out. He saw this coming. Like, he knows his body better than anyone else. So he knew that. It's why the logic of those two guys made sense, but the application of it has not.
You know, it's amazing to me, though, that LeBron, as much as he knew Russell Westbrook and had played with him on Olympic teams and so on, that you might have thought physically he could help me do this. Mm-hmm. But nobody, apparently, thought to themselves, emotionally, that's where he's going to be a real headache for us. Because the fact of the matter is, as much, even though he scored 30 points last night, we're not going to point the finger at Russ as to why the Lakers lost, per se. But to not have realized the drama that would come with him if things don't go exactly as everybody anticipated they would, that's the part of it that I'm still trying to resolve. Like, did they not know that just attitudinally, he's not a fit with these guys?
No, I thought they, I mean, listen, they thought they could make it work. LeBron's always like, give me the guy who's talented, I'll figure out the rest. And the problem is Russ's talent has also diminished some. And I think that they didn't anticipate any of that either.
I mean, drama. Oh, yeah. My God. The drama of what happened earlier in the week and my kid and his name and the you're going
well,
to say
this
to me.
Well, but I mean, listen. Look, man. I don't have an actual grudge personally against Skip Bayless. When I worked with him at ESPN, he could not have been nicer to me. Most of it was off camera. Really nice man. He plays a role on camera. It is what it is. It's not what I would do. Okay. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, I'm a young idiot in my 20s or whatever. And I would have called him Westbrook too. It's just not my thing. Like, I don't do that. And look, it's not the first time Skip Bayless does that. I covered a team before I came to LA many years ago that he used to call one of the guys out of his name too. And the guy actually went on the show to tell him, what the bleep are you doing? Like, that's disrespectful as bleep. In Chris Bosh. So, I get it. I've seen this rodeo before.
Yeah,
okay?
but the fan in the stands, George, calling him Westbrook.
I mean, I get it.
Turning to the fan. And you know, our guy Kendrick Perkins, I thought, did a really great job on ESPN. They highlighted Russell Westbrook in the game. And here's what Perk was saying. It's time for the Lakers to shut Russell Westbrook down. Just keep him out of uniform. Don't travel with the team. Thank you. Here's your paycheck. We don't need you anymore. And what he was saying was, not only is it all this drama that he's created, okay, but when you look at him on the floor, this was Perk earlier in the week, and again, highlighting him, he's like, watch, he doesn't attempt to make the rebound. Look, he's not trying to box out. Look, he's not hustling. He's not even moving. He's standing around.
Listen, I don't disagree with any of that. I just think that the stuff with the fans, I think it's tacky, personally. That's just me.
Well,
I'm talking about the fans, the way the fans do it.
Well, I think what's tacky is him turning himself into the victim. I think that's tacky.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's been getting it in ways that he's probably not used to. And I think that, much like all of us, when we do things that we're not used to, you know, I don't know. I try to empathize, right? Like, I try to put myself in somebody's shoes. Like, if you're not used to something and getting treated a certain way, you're probably, at least not consistently, by, you know, like, I think at some point it is jarring and shocking to you, and you just have had enough. Like, I think that there's that.
Well, he's now feeding the beast. You know that, right?
I get it. But what I'm saying is, I'm just telling you, like, I get it too, though, on his end. I get that. And I agree with Perk. It's probably best to just be like, you know, look, man, thanks. We tried. It didn't work. We'll figure it out. We'll get you somewhere you want to be, right? And that's it. So I agree with all of that. All of those things can be true simultaneously, though. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, pick a side, like, oh, Russ is being, you know, dramatic. And yeah, maybe he is a little bit, but I also get why he's annoyed. Like, I get it. He's one of the 75 greatest players of all time, and he's aging in front of our eyes. He's not playing the way he would expected to have played. This thing has been a complete disaster, and now he's getting just eviscerated by fans everywhere, home fans, road fans. Like, eventually, like, you know, you like any human being, you blow your top a little bit. I get that.
I feel like, you know what, he's a professional. He gets paid an awful lot of money.
Okay, but why doesn't the money doesn't mean you can't be a human being?
Oh no, no. But remember, this is the same guy who a week earlier was like, "Hey man, when you get booed, do you take that home with you?" He's like, "I'm not taking that home with me. I got a beautiful wife. I got three beautiful children.
I get it.
Screw everybody."
But I think the difference is, I don't take it home with me, but now my wife's dealing with it. My wife's getting pissed off. Now it hits different. It hits different when your wife is like having to go at Skip Bayless. Like, dude, you're blocking me on Twitter when you're the guy who has demeaned my husband for a decade. Like, what kind of weak move is that? So, like, I get it. Once all of a sudden it crosses over to it affecting your family, yeah, I don't bring it home. But now when my family is bringing it to me, I got to deal with it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
I think that Russell Westbrook has become...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because, let's be real.
Yeah, go ahead.
When this show started, not everybody got, like, we were having fun with you. And I think you kind of, there were days you didn't like it either. And I listen, there was a time, I don't know who called you one day, but some guy called and said, "I really hate George." or something like that. I don't know if it was your agent, your son. It was a man, a friend. Who knows? I didn't take it personally. I don't care because we're trying to do a show. And I think you eventually got it, but it took you a while to adjust to what we wanted to do. And now you're being embraced as the guy that, you know, you're the rodeo clown. You're like the guy everybody loves. But because we did that, that was the plan. But it was different for you. And you had to adjust, and you sure you didn't like it at first.
But George, when you're Russell Westbrook and you are a professional athlete, and you are, some people are going to love you, and some people are going to boo you, and they're going to hate
you. I get it.
And they're going to say mean things
to you. But he's used to being beloved mostly.
Yeah, but you know what else he is? He's also used to playing in a smaller market where there's just not the sort of attention, and there's not the sort of expectations, and you're not playing with the greatest player of the generation. And so now, all of a sudden, because things haven't gone your way and everybody's just taking their shots at you, now it's, I'm the victim. Everybody feels sorry for me. I'm the victim. Somebody disrespected me by calling me Westbrook. Like, it's the first time anybody's ever come up with that.
No, but when your wife all of a sudden gets pissed off about it, you got to deal with it.
Well, then
if one of your daughters came home and was pissed off about something like that, that affected your family, like if your son, right, or your daughter was being, like they're college athletes. Imagine if they were in the spotlight and they were getting razzed, and then like their siblings or you'd get upset. If all of a sudden it cross pollinates into your family.
You just don't want to feed the beast though, George, because that's what he's done.
Brother, I get you. Okay.
That's
but at some point, I don't mind standing up for yourself either. Like if it becomes a constant thing that it's like, dude, you know what? It is what it is. Like there's nothing you can do about it, but at least bring it up. Like, I don't have a problem with him bringing
it up. You'll have to excuse me for just not feeling sorry for the guy.
I'm not saying you should feel sorry for him. I'm just asking you to understand his position.
I understand it. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Tell me.
I mean, then just go find another cow to call Steve or something. I don't know what to tell you. All right, we got a break. I do have more Laker stuff to get into because Stephen A. brought up something interesting, I thought, today on First Take about the Lakers front office situation. So we can get into that a little bit. We'll do that. And I want to get back to the AFC West being incredible and you hating on the Chargers. I'll let you channel that.
I'm with
there.
That.
But we got a break because we're way over. Laura's yelling in my ear, and I don't want to hear Laura yelling at me.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It was.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cap.
Yeah. Come on, Bad Bunny. Un bunny es muy mal.
No.
What did he just say?
He's very bad. He's a very bad bunny. Very bad.
He was trying to say conejito malo, but he did not do that.
Sí, conejito malo.
Ese bunny es muy mal, is what he said.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying.
No, that was a good effort. I'll give you an A for effort. You know, like a C for execution, but, you know, A for effort for sure.
Not bad.
By the way, when did they start giving kids, like different letters? I think we may have had this discussion before. My kid, like a C is like an A now. And
what?
She gets like a 4 and that's like good. That's like an A.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did talk about that.
We did.
Yeah, it's really weird. Can we just go A through F again? Like, that's just easier.
That would have been, that would be a lot easier for those of us that understood the A through F system.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, my kid got all C's and 4s. Yeah.
Just yelling Elsie. I just want everybody to know Elsie. Steve is not a cow name. Elsie is a cow name. That's what I was trying to get at earlier.
Is Elsie the bluebell cow?
No. Elsie is the cow. Elsie is the cow from Borden Dairy.
Yes. Is that who you were thinking of?
Yes, I said there's a cow. She.
Right, but Bluebell also has a cow.
Yeah,
that's why.
I said Borden the Dairy.
Did say that.
Didn't hear it.
She did.
Didn't hear it.
I did not hear Borden. I only heard Bluebell.
She didn't hear. Elsie, but Cap,
I'm on your side for once.
I know. We both didn't hear it. How about that?
I did say it. I didn't say Elsie.
No, I'm not saying you did it.
Yeah. I'm like, it. I got you, girl. I heard that.
I mean, I ain't getting into it with you two. So there you go.
No, for sure not. Hey, wait. Speaking of school for a second and grades, I have a quick question for everybody here.
Yeah.
Is everybody following Laura at UNEEQ underscore?
Oh my God, she's
on
about her professor or something.
Laura,
I saw
what the
I
hell
flying.
Is
Whoa,
going on
Whoa, I had
here.
Dumped that.
Yeah. What is going on here, Laura?
Yeah, you're kvetching about your professor
Thank
on
you.
Twitter.
I mean,
I saw
come
it
on.
While I was
okay.
flying.
Really quick, because, you know, we're not going to take the whole segment because, you know, I love to talk.
I mean, we
I
could.
Know, but I just okay, want to say, so, I know the setup is this. Laura goes on Twitter and says, hey, y'all, your girl got straight A's. However, she got this one class.
That's how I thought to you.
You know, this
yes.
this one,
yes.
right? Isn't that the way you said it?
That's the way I hear her, too, to be honest
right,
with you.
Right, right. Yo, yeah. your girl got straight yeah. A's, okay?
Yeah. Hold on. Lindsay, do you also hear her in that voice as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So,
that's you,
so,
Laura.
So when she yes. tweets, she says, hey, your girl got straight A's, but right. she don't care no mo. And then she says something like, I don't know, you have a one teacher with like an elective class and she's
yes.
making it really hard, or he mm-hmm. or she's making it really. What is going on? Can I hear this?
Okay, so I only need 6 units to graduate and get my BA, right? But I didn't want to pay, so I took the 12 to get financial aid. And one elective class, the rest are psych classes. It is a stupid elective, undergrad, nothing that should be hard. Everyone's like, oh, take this professor. She's easy, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. This woman is crazy. She's insane. The
okay,
amount
okay
of work,
I found the tweet that I saw when I was flying back this morning.
Which was what
I
say,
swear, with a lot of E's, A's, and R's, I'm trying not to go off on this professor. ! The nerve.
Right.
The nerve.
Right.
And then like huffing and puffing emoji.
Right. And the next tweet is
Why
a selfie.
Why do I sound like so badly?
Because I'm
not.
Yo, your girl just
way.
Washed her hair, all right?
No, there yeah. was no
Cap,
hair
I think
washing.
I think you're a little like insensitively extreme with it.
You do? You do? Really?
Yes, yes.
So I'm not only extreme, I'm insensitively
yes,
extreme.
I think so, sometimes. You
really?
Know? Yeah, sometimes you take a little too far.
Really? How far?
I'm just saying, I think sometimes you take it a little far.
Which part, though? Which part was too far?
I mean, you would readily admit, though, that you also do take things too far. I mean,
you mean like the part where I said, yo, your girl just wants to beat up her professor?
Remember when Clinton said, like, sometimes you need to be, like, when you do voices, like, you're a little much?
Yeah,
That, like, applies.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Do you
all
think Clinton's too much when he's trying to do his really bad Sean McVay impression?
He's actually pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Funny.
Just so
that's
awful.
Funny.
So bad.
Wow. Laura thinks it's good, too?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
Even Clinton
funny.
Knows it's terrible.
Damn.
Yeah, no. I think it's good. Anyways.
I mean, are you jealous of his Sean McVay? Like, this is what
100%.
I'm jealous of the fact that everybody thinks it's good when it's terrible.
It's good.
That's what I'm jealous of.
Don't you think it's good, Lindsay?
Yeah, I said I think it's good. It's funny.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Anyways, my professor sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally getting an F in that class, but
I
don't
need it.
Oh,
right, so you're getting an F, even though you got straight A's everywhere else.
No. But the thing is, she's literally insane and crazy. We have a Discord.
Why is she insane and crazy?
So, okay, I talked to, like, a bunch of people who have 4.0s. I have a 4.0. She's my, like, throughout this, you know, going back to school. And I was like, okay, what do you want? Because your syllabus is six or seven pages long.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I was like, hey, you know, we don't have quizzes, we don't have exams, we just have to do these infographics things. And I was like, okay, what do you want? She's like, well, you need to incorporate all the lecture videos that you have. We need to watch 2 or 3 different videos a week, and they're all about 2 or 3 hours long. We have 2 chapters, each chapter is 30 pages long, and we have to condense it into this little infographic each week. And you have to tie everything together. And I'm like, okay, cool. So the first one I did, whatever, I got off 0 out of 100. And I'm like, okay, where did I go wrong?
Whoa. You mean you turned in the assignment and you got a 0?
Yeah. And I was like, where did I go wrong? And she's like, well, look at the syllabus, look at the rubric. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, and then everybody in the Discord's like, dude, I got a 5 out of 100. I got a 2 out of 100. I'm like, this is crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
So then,
that is nuts. I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
like,
so
are we talking like it's time to throw hands with this professor?
Dude, I wanted to. So then the second one, I was like, okay, let me see. Because she doesn't give you feedback. She just gives you the score. And then you ask her and she takes forever to even reply. And she just says, go to the syllabus. So then the second one, I turned it
but
in.
But that's
late.
Not helpful either. She's just literally just
exactly.
directing you to the syllabus.
That's
you know?
My whole point. So then the second one, I was like, you know what? Screw you. If you're going to grade me that low, I'm going to just turn it in late. So she gives you a week period to turn it in late. So I turned it in late. And then she's like, oh, I can't accept this. And I said, why not? And she said, well, it's late. I'm like, yeah, you have a week grace period to turn it in. So then she didn't respond to me. So that was like on the 28th of February. So I sent her a message. I said, hey, I just want to make sure what my score was, because I want to do better on the one that I'm about to turn in. And she said, well, I didn't want to address it because I wasn't going back. She's like, I shouldn't accept your late work, even though she has on her syllabus that you can. She said, so I just wanted to drop it, but you want to circle back, and didn't address anything. And I'm like, bro.
Oh, it's on.
I was like,
it is
you-
on. It's on like the break of dawn.
Already,
dude, it's on like
I can't drop it. I can't drop it. So I'm like, look, if I take the F, it's going to ding my GPA, but I'll still have a 3.0 because of the other ones I'm getting A's anyways.
You got all A's anyway because your girl got straight A's.
Right. Your girl.
F her.
Okay. Fair enough. There
you know
we go.
What, you know what her answer to that is, by the way? Lori, you all know right. what her answer is? Her answer is no F you with a real F.
With a real life, yeah, yeah. All right, listen, we'll do Radio Tinder because I want to get to what Stephen A. said about the Lakers front office. We'll do that at 5:40, and then we'll get back to some football talk in the 6 o'clock hour in that first segment. All right, that's all coming up. We'll be back in a couple minutes, 7:10 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There you go.
Thanks, Morales. I told him today, like, maybe we should workshop it on the air, and that I guess that's what he did with it. So.
There you go. I mean, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I don't know about you. It's up to you.
I mean, I do have great keto snacks, just saying. But you guys want to know that because you're never here.
Yeah.
We're coming, though. We're coming.
I mean, maybe. When I see it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Said Adeline coming.
Yeah. And I was like, no, holding off on that as long as humanly possible.
Somehow I'm supposed to be in the studio next Wednesday. Not next Wednesday, the week after when the Lakers play the Sixers.
Yeah, you said you
were. Oh, I will be. Oh, you know what? I'll be there that day.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, you have the game on radio.
Because I have the game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And so now what I'm being told, and I'll talk to you about this afterwards.
Wait a minute. You're being told you volunteered to do it.
Wait, no.
Look at
you don't know what I'm being
told.
You don't know what I'm being told. Hold on. But let's wait until after Radio Tinder.
Oh,
okay. All right, so rumors have been swirling about a potential boxing match between Kamaru Usman and Caps BFF Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, please. Come on. No way.
Yes, way. Usman's manager has been pushing hard for the UFC welterweight champion to get his desired boxing match against Canelo. And while Dana White is not exactly on board with this yet, Usman's manager thinks that Usman would make quick work of the boxing champ, saying Kamaru would knock him out in 3 rounds. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree with Kamaru Usman's manager? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I'm going to swipe left. I think that's a little aggressive. I mean, Kamaru Usman is incredible, but I think that, and he's a great striker, but I just think that, I just think boxing is, it's just got a little bit of a different rhythm to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he could be more competitive than Connor was against, like, Mayweather. Mayweather carried Connor. I mean, that thing was not as interesting as some people try to make it out. But I don't think he would win.
So I'm also swiping left here. You know that Usman, and I'm not, like, the guy who knows everything about mixed martial arts, hardly. But I do know a little bit about this guy, Usman. He was a collegiate wrestler.
Yeah, and he's a really, really good
UFC
fighter.
Oh, no, he was incredible as a collegiate wrestler.
Right.
Yeah. He hasn't lost since 2013.
Wait, say that again, Linz?
He's also a really good MMA fighter. He isn't lost since 2013.
Right, but he's basically lapped the division twice.
But what I'm saying is that his background is in wrestling, and wrestling makes for a great conversion into mixed martial arts because
less
of the multiple. But he's not a boxer.
No, he's a good striker, though. I mean, he's not a boxer, to your point. Yeah.
Listen, he will never touch Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, don't do that.
And he will get hit more times.
I mean, just because this guy goes on one trip to hang out with Canelo in Vegas, and now all of a sudden, he's like Teddy Atlas.
Right. I'm a Canelo. Now I'm a Canelo, I'm a spokesperson, so to speak.
Yeah.
Listen, I like Usman a lot. I really do. He's a fun guy to watch in the octagon. He cannot box with Canelo Alvarez.
No, I don't think he could box with him either, but I think he, I mean, to say he wouldn't touch him.
Well, but the other part of it is this.
We should get Max on to talk about this.
But okay. He doesn't, the other thing is this, though. He doesn't have, Usman doesn't have enough fame outside of MMA to make it interesting for Canelo. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Like, Conor McGregor had enough fame outside of MMA to make it interesting financially for Floyd Mayweather. Usman doesn't have that sort of notoriety.
I mean,
to make
he,
it interesting
he is
for
the
Canelo.
Number one pound-for-pound fighter.
I mean, he's a badass, dude.
No, no, but yeah. I know he... Guys, I know that.
Nigerian
but he doesn't have
nightmare.
The fame.
You're just saying that you don't know who he is, so because
no,
you don't know
oh,
who
no.
he is...
I know who that... he is. I know who he is, and I've seen him fight. I've had him on shows before. I've hung out with the guy. But I'm just saying to you, he doesn't
You've hung
have...
out with Kamaru Usman?
That is correct.
Are you lying to us?
Why would I say that? I mean, seriously, what do I care? I mean, but I'm just trying to say
I don't
to
know,
guys,
because you also are kind of a liar sometimes.
No, I told you, I don't lie. I told
That's
you,
a
I
lie.
Stopped I quit lying.
That
years
is
ago.
A lie.
That is yes. not a lie. Not a lie. All I'm saying is he don't have the fame to make it interesting for Canelo.
I mean,
That's
maybe,
all I'm saying.
But I mean, he's not Conor, sure. I would give you that, yeah. But he's way better than Conor. Yeah.
Better, but not
way
more famous.
Way better fighter.
But not more famous.
I mean, Conor's washed, dude. I'm
but,
sorry.
Yeah, Conor's known just because he talks a bunch of crap and like
right.
he's not known as a good fighter.
No, but he turned
he
himself
was,
into a star.
He was not anymore, though. Yes, he was a great fighter.
Kamara's yeah. a great fighter. He's not a great showman.
I disagree. I think he's a great showman.
As a fighter.
Yeah, I think he's also.
You just
a great
don't.
Fighter.
He just doesn't have a whiskey, you know, like proper 12 or whatever. But.
Yep, he doesn't have the fame.
I think that you just think that he might not beat Canelo, so you don't want him to take the fight.
Oh, I know he won't beat Canelo.
No. That you think he might beat Canelo.
No chance.
Okay. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Might have to make some friendly wagers on that.
I would
that.
Love to. We All should right. go to yeah. that fight.
Lindsay loves her MMA, man. You
I
don't
do.
Mess with her.
I love MMA. That's
she
right.
texted
I
me
like
about
him.
MMA the day of the, I was at the Lakers Warriors game.
I forgot.
About,
I mean,
about
I,
UFC 272, and I'm like, I'm not watching right now.
I listened. I listened to the beginning of you calling the game too, but then I turned it on as soon as the main card started, and I was yeah. asking him because all the fighters were pushing Joe Rogan's dogs like. Cryptocurrency because they were like, I just want to thank Marshall Rogan Inu. And I was like, did he just thank Joe Rogan's dog as a cryptocurrency? Yeah. But yeah. anyway, yeah. anyway,
I saw that later, but yeah. I got home in time to watch Masvidal versus Colby Covington, which wasn't as good a fight.
Yeah, it wasn't that good of a fight, but
I mean, the fourth round was okay. Yeah. But,
you guys giving,
but
you guys giving Colby Covington a chance against Canelo
no.
as well?
No,
he's terrible. No, he's washed.
Colby Covington. He is a guy who wants to wrestle. And he couldn't out wrestle Usman.
You guys think Masvidal in a backyard brawl
I mean,
could
Usman
beat up
broke
Canelo?
His jaw. Usman broke Colby Covington's jaw, dude. Like yeah. like Usman can punch.
Yeah, he can because he's a backyard brawler. But if you backyard
well,
brawl him against Canelo,
really
Canelo's going to kill him.
I mean,
Cap,
he's a better
very,
boxer.
You're
than
very
him.
Defensive over like yeah, Canelo.
I mean, God, again, this guy goes on one trip. With this dude.
Do you think he'd
and,
beat
like,
Muhammad
hangs
Ali?
Out with his buddy hangs out with him, and now he's like the ultimate Canelo defense. I mean, you're basically honorary Mexican. I mean, are you going to
just That's right.
Do, are
That's
you gonna
right.
Do, are you going to start doing Tecate commercials too? Like, what do you got going on
I'm
there?
Doing, I'm
up?
Not. I'm not doing Tecate commercials. I'm doing Modelo commercials.
Okay. By the way, we need to work on getting tickets to that fight.
By the way, speaking of Modelo commercials, they do all these, like, they do, I love their ads, like, and they did one with Damian Lillard recently as well, but a lot of it is, you know, they do like the underdog minority story. Hey, you got one right here. Okay?
Right. You're
I'm
looking at
saying.
Him. You're looking yeah. at him right here. I am the yeah. Modelo.
You?
Me.
No, he didn't mean you, Cap.
Who are you talking about? You?
Sedano. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm Mas Modelo.
Get out of here.
What?
You are not the underdog minority story
you're
that's
darn
what
right
I was
I am.
Talking about.
All
right,
you're
Steve.
Darn right I am.
Steve the cow. Get out of here. All right, what's next, Lindsay?
All right, Colin Kaepernick.
That was a funny laugh in the background. Whoever laughed.
Okay, oh, get us together here. Colin Kaepernick, he apparently yeah. still wants to play in the NFL, even though he has not suited up since 2016. Kaepernick posted a video on Twitter today showing himself working out at quarterback, along with the caption, "Still working." And then, of course, ESPN's Adam Schefter went on to retweet the video and share that Kaepernick is in great shape and is ready and eager to play again. Do you guys think that Kaepernick has a chance to get signed even as a backup in the NFL ever again? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano.
I'm going to swipe left. And it's not about his ability. Like, I mean, I look, for years I've been saying he can play. He's also now several years removed. I'll give you an example. While I think, and look, the NFL has conveniently all of a sudden kind of sort of like apologized without like bringing up his name. It's like super weird, but they've like apologized for their positions on things in the past, which is whatever. Don't even get me. I don't want to go down that road. But anyway, from a purely football perspective, Michael Vick, who I believe was a better player than Colin Kaepernick, missed, I believe, 2 years when he was in jail,
right,
for the situation he had with the animals. And he was never the same player. He had that one really good year in Philly, and then he became basically a backup after that. I mean, he came in as a backup, but he had that one good year because of the injury situation. So I just feel like he's too many years removed at this point. But I do feel like he got screwed out of an opportunity to play in the league. He could have absolutely been a backup at the very least a number of years ago, for sure.
Yep, I'm also swiping left. I don't think Colin Kaepernick will never get a shot in the NFL again, and I don't even think it's got nothing to do with anything that's already happened, because, George, you've said it well. You know, the league has come around, and they've frankly apologized. But I will tell you, it's interesting. I saw this video earlier today.
Well, they've apologized without really apologizing.
Right, well, I mean, listen, yeah. they've come around to, hey, we were wrong, we get it now, we're really sorry, everybody, but we let this guy, you know, we kicked this guy out of our league. But I saw the video earlier today, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, George, but when I saw it, my first thought was, is that right now? And then I looked at it and went, he doesn't look very fast. Like, he just, and I covered a lot of Colin Kaepernick's games when he was the quarterback of the 49ers. He just doesn't look like the same guy to me. He just looks slow. And so I was like, I don't know, man. He had a chance to come back. He didn't want to be a backup. He didn't want to do what Michael Vick did, which was just get back in. Mostly probably because Michael Vick had a lot of financial problems.
Oh, no, but they also didn't let him back in.
No, but he had opportunities. I'm telling you. And nobody, he wanted to be a starter. And when somebody was saying, we'll give you a chance to come in and earn a backup job, we'll pay you backup money. No, I want starter money and I want a starting job. And so Michael Vick needed the money. Colin Kaepernick doesn't. He's making a lot of money, even not playing. He just looks slow in this video to me.
Hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm a Colin Kaepernick fan. I've put out pictures of me and Colin Kaepernick saying, look, the cap and the cap. And you know what people do? They just bury me on social media, you know? But I like Colin Kaepernick. I always did.
Well, speaking of the cap, I don't know what the transition is, but the king is taking his talents to the metaverse. I don't know if you guys saw this today, but LeBron has filed new trademarks for LeBron James, LeBron, King James, and Chosen One with the intent to offer virtual footwear and clothing, virtual basketball courts, and more. So it seems like LeBron's planning on using these four names for downloadable digital assets such as NFTs, tokens, and collectibles. Do you guys think that, now obviously this is a very smart move by LeBron, I haven't seen any other pro athletes do this yet, but is LeBron the most marketable pro athlete in sports right now? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm gonna swipe right. I can't even think of anybody that's even close. Not Tom Brady, not Peyton Manning. And those are guys that are now officially retired, but still have a ton of television commercials, and you know they're very visible people. But I can't think of anybody in sports, and maybe you know you guys will refresh my memory with somebody. But nobody is like LeBron. By the way, the commercial he has right now for crypto, the crypto.com commercial where it's like little LeBron meets big LeBron, and he goes, yo, the future's going to be crook. And then he's like, we go into the league. That's a great commercial. Amazing commercial.
Yeah. It's crunk, by the way.
Oh, crunk, not crook?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Crunk.
The yes, future going to be
remember
crook.
The song Get Crunked Up?
Oh, my God.
No.
I don't think so. That was a good song. Get Crunked Up.
I don't know. I thought he said crook.
Yeah, I would say he's the most marketable American athlete. I don't think there's any question. I mean, if we wanted to like go like internationally, like I'm sure maybe like someone like Ronaldo or someone like that is probably more marketable worldwide, but he's in the conversation for sure. All right. That is big deal or no deal.
No, that's Radio Tinder. Sedano.
I'm sorry. Radio Tinder. Sorry. Radio Tinder.
It's okay.
I'm tired.
Lindsay. No, Sedano. No, that is not big deal or no deal.
Yeah, you're right. That's at 6:30. There you go. It's basically this. It's a similar game.
It is somewhat similar.
Similar game, except it's a bit different. All right. So Stephen A. kind of took a swipe at the Lakers front office today. I want you guys to hear this, and we can discuss a little bit on the other side. We'll do that. We'll talk some football in the 6 o'clock hour. Toluca Lake is a beautiful part of town. And I mean, listen, there's nothing like a vanilla candle. I got to be honest.
It smells like vanilla. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you light up
the
all
ladies
those vanilla
love vanilla
candles.
Candles.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I gotcha.
Laura, no?
Nah, man. Nah. If a guy, if I walk into a dude's house and it smells like vanilla, that's it's a little sus for me.
Really? Oh, that's sus.
Yeah, I like the mahogany wood one.
Oh,
like,
yeah, guys should buy like manly candles.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Lindsay. Yeah. Too. You don't think vanilla? No, so you think that was weird. Chris's problem?
That's weird.
I mean, I love Chris. So I what gotta, if a guy, I ain't gonna me, go there.
But let me ask you this: what if a guy were to say to you, "Hey, would you like some vanilla creamer in your coffee?" Now, is that sus?
No.
No. I didn't know
if it was a vanilla issue. You know.
No, it's,
what?
He's referring to like the candles.
I understand the candles, and you're saying that if a guy's got vanilla candles burning, that's kind of sus.
Yeah.
Right, and then we proceeded to say that it's because a guy, if he's going to burn a candle, it should be like a manly smelling candle.
Mahogany.
Yes. Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Bath and Body Works has really good like manly smelling candles.
They have man candles?
Yeah, they have man candles.
They should call them mandals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember
nice
LZ
job,
was
George.
Like big on that. Remember? He used to take his candle everywhere.
LZ used to just loved mandals. He had a lot of mandals. He did.
Mahogany. That seems like
what
very,
other kind of what other scents do they have? What are manly scents?
Yes.
That?
Okay.
Good
question.
Candles. Like the teak wood, I think it's called.
They have the sandalwood one. That
I mean,
one's
sandalwood is.
But it smells
it can be
more.
It can be neutral,
both, but
yeah.
I feel like it smells like I wouldn't be sus about that if he had it going. But the vanilla?
Sage is like kind of manly.
Oh, the sage one's good.
Yeah. Sage is manly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
they're
kind
never,
of sage
it's
is very
kind of sketch to me.
No,
I don't know.
It's never just like just a sage candle. Like they mix them with other things to make them smell manly.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual sage. Like,
no,
you know,
no,
like Kyrie
no,
did
like,
on the
no.
court that back in the day.
Yeah. They have a like a ocean one, I think, because they have like the man line at Bath and Body Works.
I'm going to say I don't think there's anything wrong with vanilla candles. I'm going to say that
you
out
would
loud.
Say that.
That's right, I would.
You know, I got
does that. Rachel buy you vanilla candles?
Not really, but I don't think it's sus. And I really like the smell of vanilla.
I love
candles.
How you adopted sus too.
Well, not only have I adopted sus, but I tried to meet Laura's sus and raise her a sketch, but it didn't really go over the way I'd hoped.
No,
you know,
no, it didn't work out that way.
No.
They fall. It's kind of like if you go to like the Bath and Body Works website, they fall under like the woodsy
yes.
notes.
Okay. Dude, they had a great sale, and I bought too many. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with all this. Too many candles.
Are there any of them that are not very manly that you would like to part with?
I mean, if you want some, I bought a lot.
If you got any good vanilla ones.
I know. I don't buy vanilla ones. I'm not a vanilla person. Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
Because it's sus.
Vanilla is sus.
Vanilla is super basic.
Yeah.
I just
vanilla
things,
basic.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Morales is taking the. By the way, Morales is the one taking the shade here without even like having to like. Discuss it.
Right.
I'll buy him some
candles
for his birthday.
Lake.
Yeah.
The chance. I mean, well, he doesn't live in Toluca Lake anymore. But Toluca Lake is a really nice part of town. So anyway, Stephen A. today.
Yeah.
I was watching. I was on my flight back. They had TVs. I was on,
what
I was
airlines?
On JetBlue.
JetBlue? All right. Very good.
Yeah. I was on JetBlue. So they had live TV. Mm-hmm. And I was watching Get Up and First Take. And, you know, I was up early.
Right.
And I'm watching all this stuff. And Stephen A. had Wendy on. And it was good to see Wendy on First Take. And they were talking about the Lakers situation, and he kind of had a tangent when they were talking about last night's game about the front office situation. Let me hear what Stephen A. had to say. Now, look, Stephen A. is very close to Magic, okay? So we can say that on the front end. And obviously they talk. And remember, Magic went on First Take that day and just kind of called all those people out by name that are here.
Well, by the way, Magic also on Saturday before the Lakers play Golden
State
ripped
Russell Westbrook.
Freaking off on Russell Westbrook. And then when Russell started, you know, hey, come on, man, don't disrespect me. I think Magic was like, I better backpedal because I think I piled on and now I need to get the Laker Nation to get off.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But let me ask you this. Do you think that maybe people were not fair to Magic or he didn't get a fair shake? Or do you think this is all revisionist history? Because he did make some questionable decisions. It wasn't like... Now, you know, like, granted, he wanted to get Anthony Davis the first year, and it didn't work out. You know, there was the whole thing about them in Philly and Magic going over there and telling the young guys, hey, everything's okay, and then everything came out that they were trying to be traded and him trying to calm and pacify the situation. But, and look, Magic also wanted to be in on big decisions. Like, of course, that was his role. Like, he wanted Rob to be the worker bee. And Magic to come in and be like, all right, what needs to get done? All right, here's my thoughts on this. This is how I think we need to execute it. And because he wasn't around, quote unquote, every day, because he's Magic Johnson, he has other things to do. But, you know, being the president of an organization probably means you probably should be there every day. Like, unless you have some sort of arrangement with the owner that you're not supposed to be, that you don't need to be there. I don't know what that arrangement was. And honestly, I've never been clear on what that arrangement was in regards to that part of the equation, Cap. But that was kind of held against him. And what happened was other people who also have the owner's ear probably said, hey, it's probably best to let us handle this. And then Magic was like, nah, you know, I don't need any of this crap. I'm out, right? Like, as we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, so, you know, I guess it all, like, some of it could be revisionist history too, right? Like, well, you know, Magic didn't do everything right either.
No, but I think Stephen A., just because of the way this all works, where you, if you have the platform and you have the relationship, you defend your guy. And you can imagine, perhaps it was just this past Saturday when Magic, you know, was on the floor before the game, and maybe they went out to dinner afterwards, and Magic was saying to Stephen A., man, I'm telling you, dude, can you imagine? You just imagine Jeannie Buss. I've known Jeannie Buss since I was a kid. She was a kid. Can you imagine that she would listen to Kurt and Linda Rambis, and she would listen to what they think over me? I'm
right.
Magic,
I can see where
Johnson.
I can see where he would be like, "What? Like, are we serious here?" I get that too. I get it.
Right. Like Kurt Rambis did my dirty work for me. Okay. And Linda Rambis, what's she know about basketball? I'm Magic Johnson. How could Jeannie have listened to them rather than to have listened to me? So then Stephen A., he's armed and dangerous with that right there.
Sure.
And he goes on TV and he says, can you believe that Jeannie would listen to the Rambises rather than Magic? Because where does it come from? It comes from
Magic.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
But it is a little revisionist history because Magic also built a team of tough guys, which I told him, I don't think this is going to work. I mean, I said it to him. and I said it. And I said it on TV and radio, and then I saw him at Summer League, and he's like, I'll never forget this. And this is what's great about Magic. Magic will disarm you very quickly, right? Is that he saw me as I was walking by doing the sideline for a game, and he goes, what? You ain't going to say hi to me? And I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, bring it in. And we hugged it out. But I'm like, I looked at him, and I was like, I don't know, you know? Like, and he laughed. But that first team they built of the tough guys – right? Didn't work out so great. Now, granted, he also did want to trade for Anthony Davis that year. Maybe if he does that, maybe that team wins faster. And I know that that's also part of the equation. But I still feel like that first roster construction, even if they would have traded for Anthony Davis, still would have been, to use Laura's word, sus.
Or sketch. I will say this, you're going to be impressed by this now, George. You ready for this? Guess what I did on Monday night of this past week? Because you weren't here on Tuesday, and we didn't have a show on Monday.
I don't know what happened.
Dude, I downloaded the HBO Max app on my Roku.
Oh, and you watched the Winning Time?
I watched the first episode of Winning Time.
All right, let's talk about that in the next hour, because we got to run here. We're up against the break. We're back in about 3 minutes, plus what you need to know. I do want to talk some football, because the AFC West is on fire right now. And if you're a Raider fan, oh boy, can't be good. But good news for the Rams, potentially. I'll tell you what that's all about as well coming up in just a few moments. Stick around, 710 ESPN.